KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Taking a look at high school wrestling from around the area last night. In a meet at Tri-Center, it was Clarinda over Southwest Iowa, 60-18. Clarinda beat Missouri Valley, 43-29. Clarinda also down Tri-Center, 42-6. Missouri Valley over Southwest Iowa, 64-16. Missouri Valley beat Tri-Center, 72-12. And it was Southwest Iowa over Tri-Center, 48-22. In a meet at Woodbine last night, Trainer downed Audubon, 58-9. Trainer over Underwood, 46-33. Trainer beat Woodbine, 60-16. Underwood over Audubon, 42-18. Underwood beat Woodbine, 47-6. It was Audubon over Woodbine, 36-30. Also at the Council Bluffs City Duels, Lewis Central winning three times, beating St. Albert 48-24, Lewis Central over Abe Lincoln 57-18, and LC beating Thomas Jefferson 72-6. AL beat St. Albert 40-24, it was AL over TJ 72-0, and St. Albert beat Thomas Jefferson 54-9. Logan Magnolia won a couple of matches last night at home, beating Bishop Heelan Catholic 54-16, and beating Woodbury Central 57-17. Also at Mount Air, Bedford Lennox, a three-time winner as they beat Mount Air 43-42, Bedford Lennox over Southwest Valley 46-29, Bedford Lennox over Van Meter Earlham 39-33, Van Meter Earlham beating Mount Air 43-33, it was also Van Meter Earlham beating Southwest Valley 57-23, and Mount Air over Southwest Valley 45-30 in high school wrestling. In high school girls basketball last night, Atlantic started their game Tuesday night at Red Oak with a 15-0 run and ballooned that lead to 30 by halftime. On their way to a 64-39 win, Atlantic able to force 15 first-half turnovers from the Tigers and converted many of those giveaways into points on the other end. Haley Rasmussen got the scoring going early with 17 first-half points. She finished with a game-high 24. Three other Atlantic players in double figures, Tessa Grooms with 11, Taylor McCready and Jada Jensen both had 10 as Atlantic improves to 6-7 now with that victory. In other Hawkeye 10 Conference girls play last night, it was Creston over Shenandoah 57-18, Denison beating Lewis Central 53-48, Glenwood over Indianola 70-57, Kemper Catholic 56-29 over Clarinda. In Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon over Trainer 42-39, IKM Manning beating Riverside 64-25, Underwood topping Missouri Valley 57-16. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva beat West Harrison 64-34, Exira EHK over Peyton Sherdan 64-47. Glidden Ralston beat Woodbine 58-45. From the Corner Conference tournament in pool play, it was Sydney over Griswold 57-33, Stanton beating Essex 62-34. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Central Decatur beating Bedford 43-39, Lennox over Mount Air 46-35. Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 79-42, Southeast Warren over Wayne 55-51, Martinsdale St. Mary's beat East Union 48-38. Also last night, Diagonal beat Orient Maxburg 50-24 in girls' hoops. In boys' basketball last night, Atlantic took control of their Tuesday night game at Red Oak late in the second quarter and then pulled away for a 71-50 victory. The Trojans got a bucket right before the first half buzzer from Dayton Templeton to give them an 8-point lead at the break. They opened up the second half with a 9-0 run to blow that game open. Skylar Handlow scored all 9 of those points in that run and dropped in 13 of his game-high 24 points in that third quarter. Atlantic was up 48-33 by the end of the third and never let the Tigers get closer than 17 the rest of the way. Grant Sturm was the only other Trojan to finish in double figures with 10, but Atlantic had 10 different players get into the scorebook. Some role players took advantage of some added playing time and helped Atlantic seal that victory last night. Keaton Jewell, a late spark with 8 points in the final quarter, as Atlantic improves to 4-5 on the season. Also in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys play last night, Creston beat Shenandoah 58-44, Glenwood over St. Albert 58-50, Kemper Catholic beating Clarinda 64-63, Lewis Central over Denison 60-43. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was IKM Manning over Riverside 40-26, Trainer beating Audubon 81-44, Underwood over Missouri Valley 71-39. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK beating Peyton Sherdan 79-54, West Harrison beat Arweva 63-51, Woodbine over Glidden Ralston 61-30. From the Corner Conference, in tournament pool play, it was Sydney over Griswold, 75-42. East Mills beat Essex, 66-11. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Central Decatur beat Bedford, 50-37. Martinsdale-St. Mary's over East Union, 69-30. Mount Air over Lennox, 65-45. Nottoway Valley topping Southwest Valley, 72-49. Wayne, a winner over Southeast Warren, 64-53. Also around the region, Abraham Lincoln beating Sioux City North, 71-17. Diagonal, 38-27 winners over Orient Mexburg last night. In top 25 men's college hoops last evening, number 3, Villanova, winner over Seton Hall, 76-74. Florida knocks off number 6, Tennessee, 75-49. Seventh-ranked Michigan beating Maryland, 87-63. Purdue upends number 15, Ohio State, 67-65. 18th-ranked Alabama over LSU, 105-75. 19th-ranked Missouri beating South Carolina, 81-70. And number 22, Illinois, a winner over Penn State, 79-65. The Iowa State-Texas Tech men's basketball game scheduled for Saturday has been postponed as the Cyclone program continues its pause due to COVID-19 protocols. Those schools will work with the Big 12 Conference to try to reschedule that game. The Northern Iowa men are adding two games to their schedule. The Panthers will play Cornell College Thursday night and then host Coe College next Monday. The additions prevent a nearly two-week layoff before UNI opens a series at Southern Illinois.
As I talked about with my staff, the opportunity to play some games, you know, I think really important for our team that we're able to keep playing games right now. And, you know, fortunate to be able to find opponents that we're able to come in here so we can get some practices, get a couple games in before we see Southern Illinois.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson. The Panthers are 2-6 in the Valley, 3-10 overall after dropping both games of a series at Loyola. Drake coach Darren DeVries expects the Bulldogs to return to practice this weekend. Drake has been in a COVID shutdown and has not played since a January 4th win over Southern Illinois.
We haven't been able to do a ton, just the few guys that are around and able to participate in some things have been able to do some individual workouts. We're starting some team-type stuff here this week with the guys that are able to go. And then towards the weekend, we'll get a big chunk of guys back that we can start practice again.
The Bulldogs are 13-0, and they'll return to action next Tuesday, opening a two-game series at Missouri State. Led by a combined 16 fourth-quarter points from junior Monica Sinano and sophomore McKenna Warnock, the University of Iowa women's basketball team went on a 17-2 run to close the game as they beat Purdue last night. Warnock had 8 points and 4 rebounds heading into the fourth quarter as she picked up a 19.8 rebound night. Sophomore Gabby Marshall had 8 for the Hawkeyes. Freshman Caitlin Clark had a game-high 26 points with 9 rebounds and 3 steals. The women's basketball game between Iowa and Rutgers, scheduled for Sunday, has been postponed by Rutgers due to positive coronavirus tests within the program. Also, the women's basketball game between Iowa and Maryland, scheduled for Thursday in College Park, Maryland, has been postponed out of caution due to inauguration activities in Washington, D.C. Iowa made the decision not to travel to Maryland, and it was supported by the Big Ten Conference. They'll try to reschedule that game later. Ashley Jones' layup with 10 seconds remaining was the game winner as 24th-ranked Iowa State escaped with a 64-63 win over Oklahoma in Ames as the Cyclones are now 6-1 in the Big 12.
I really enjoy having the ball in those situations. I mean, every kid dreams about being put in those positions with the ball at the end of the game to be able to make those big shots. So just to be able to do that here and contribute like that for this team means a lot.
Jones finished with 32 points and 16 rebounds, but the shorthanded Sooners frustrated the Cyclones and stayed in the game as Oklahoma dressed only 8 players.
Oklahoma is a great team defensively. They are really aggressive. They really pressure the ball and get up in the passing lane, so it kind of made it a little difficult. But once we started to get into the rhythm and kind of get a feel for everything, we were able to get a little bit going.
Cyclones won despite only shooting 40% for the game. They'll host Texas coming up on Saturday. And University of Iowa senior Spencer Lee has been named the Big Ten Co-Wrestler of the Week. Conference announced that yesterday. Lee shares the award with Minnesota's Patrick McKee. Lee, ranked number 1 at 125 pounds, opened the 2021 season with a first period fall against Indiana's 11th-ranked Liam Cronin. Lee led 6-0 before securing the fall in a minute 21 seconds. That pin was the 22nd of Lee's career, his 17th in the first period, as he improves to 19-0 all-time at Carver-Hawkeye Arena and extended his winning streak to 24 matches. McKee and Lee will meet on Friday at 8 p.m. when Iowa visits number 14, Minnesota. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.